皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Lesson 46 Guys Night Out Part 3Behind the scenes. Naomi 先生、覚えていますか？
あ、メイド。
そうです。
はい、覚えてます。もちろん。
So this is a continuation of the maid's story. So, Guy's Night Out Part 3 is, of course, part of the infamous maid series, in which we looked at the spoken Japanese of young males. Now, of course, it's time to get the maid's point of view, and we'll be doing this over the next two episodes. Then we'll bring them all together in the last episode.What do you think? Sound a little better?
いいですね。
Okay, so what are we talking about today? Let's take a look at the grammar point.
Verb plus だ.
And this is a very conversational expression. So today's story is about the maids who work at the maid cafe. Their names are?
Mimi and Miki. Miki? Our Miki?
Yeah.
I didn't know she works at the maid cafe.
Oh, I hope she doesn't hear this. Either that or her next blog is going to be very interesting. Very angry or very happy. Naomi-sensei ga imashita yo. Watashi wa kankei nai desu.
Gomen ne, Miki-chan.
So I have nothing to do with this. So as they're two co-workers, but they're very friendly, right?
Hai.
So we're going to be speaking what kind of Japanese today?
Miki and Mimi are talking casual Japanese.
Okay, so let's find out what's going on in this story.
おかえりなさいませ、ご主人様。
ああ、ダリ、このユニフォーム暑いし。
おかえりなさいませ、ご主人様だって。だるいな。仕事終わってセールに行きたいんだけどな。
今日も来てくれたの？
ミキ、とっても嬉しい。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
お帰りなさいませ、ご主人様。ああ、ダーリー。このユニフォーム、暑いし。
お帰りなさいませ、ご主人様。だって、だるいな。仕事終わって、セールに行きたいんだけどな。
今日も来てくれたの？
ミキ、とっても嬉しい。
次は英語が入ります。
おかえりなさいませ、ご主人様。
Welcome home, good master.
あー、ダリ、このユニフォーム暑いし。
Oh, jeez. This uniform is so hot.
お帰りなさいませ、ご主人様だって。だるいな。仕事終わってセールに行きたいんだけどな。
Welcome home, good master. Ugh, that's so lame. I want to go shopping after work.
今日も来てくれたの？
You came here today, again.
ミキ、とっても嬉しい。
I'm so happy.
Naomi-sensei.どう思いましたか?
This kind of behind the scenes stories is always interesting.
Yes, I mean, we have done some behind the scenes stories at JapanesePod101.com and they were quite interesting. So, yeah, everyone wants to know what's going on behind the scene.
それから, the one I found very interesting is the very last line. Miki-chan said, Miki, とっても嬉しい! Like, she used her own name instead of 私.
Ah.
Some Japanese girls do that, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think not just Japanese girls, but people around the world do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, Peter goes home とか.
Yeah. Peter's going home now.
Ah, 本当? Ah, so.
Peter は今帰る. Peter's going home now.
Sounds cute in English too?
Not.I don't know about cute. Well, give it a try. お願いします。
なんか E.T. go home みたいな感じね。
じゃあ今からピーターとナオミが 語彙をやります。
じゃあナオミが読みます。ユニフォーム、
ユニフォーム、
ユニフォーム、ユニフォーム。
Next、
だるい、
feel languid、
だるい、だるい。
Next、
セール、
sale、
セール、セール。
Next、
ご主人様、
master、
ご主人様、ご主人様。
Okay, let's take a closer look at some of these words. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
だるい、
feeling languid or feeling weariness. Now, I'm not really sure what that means, but I think だるい can be explained by you just feel out of energy.
エネルギーがない感じ。
You're awake, you're aware, your eyes move, but that's about it. This term is usually associated with the summer.
夏に使われることは多いですね。でも、昨日マラソンをしたので、体がだるいです。
So, yesterday I ran a marathon, so today I feel tired.
そんな時にも使います。
本当ですか? Really?
使いますね。あとは、at the hospital, 使います。
Really?
I don't have much energy.
Maybe fatigued.I think that could be a great translation of it. You just feel so tired and out of energy and fatigued. But what does the voice actor say in the conversation? She says it very, very informal. She doesn't say darui. She says
darii. That's very casual, informal expression.
Darii.
Don't use it to your boss, customer, clients, or teacher.
Yeah, すいません、今日行けません、今日ちょっとだりー。
そう、無理ですね、それはね。
Sorry, I can't make it today. I'm a little fatigued.
その場合は、だるい is acceptable.
Japanese, but not as an excuse.
あ、そうね。
Next we have?
セール。
Sale. And there's a similar expression.
バーゲン。
So, these were actually originally one word, right?
はい、そうです。バーゲンセール。
But now they're often used individually.
Sale or bargain.
Sample sentence, please.
仕事終わってセールに行きたいんだけどな。
And this was used in the dialogue. But she could have said,
仕事終わってバーゲンに行きたいんだけどな。
Which is just substituting the word bargain for sale.
Bargain とセールは同じ意味ですね。
Okay, what do we have next?
ご主人様。
So in today's conversation we had
ご主人様
which usually means someone else's husband. So for example, if we wanted to ask about someone else's husband,
ご主人様は元気ですか?
なかなかうまいですね。
あ、そうですか?
Pretty good. How about asking about someone else's wife?
奥さんは元気ですか? Or 奥様は元気ですか?
How is your wife?
奥様 or 奥さん is someone else's wife.
Okay, let's take a look at today's grammar point. What do we have?
んだけど。
So, two parts to this. First, we have
んだ、
which is short for
のだ。
So, in conversational speech, the のだ or のです is often replaced with
んだ
or
んです。
In this dialogue, Miki-chan says she wants to go shopping. Now, this is in opposition to a previous statement.
だるいな。
I'm feeling fatigued or I'm beat. So, she uses
んだ。
Rather than just saying,
行きたいけどな。
By using the んだ, she implies that actually she wants to go shopping rather than working here.
けど
is one of the series of
けれども,
roughly equivalent to but, although in English. This is the least polite of the けれど series. Now, this expression, んだけどな, means that using combination with たい, たいんだけどな,expresses the idea that the speaker wants to do the thing but can't for some reason. So, 行きたいんだけどな。I want to go, but...
食べたいんだけどな。
I want to eat, but...
太っちゃうからな。
I'll get fat. So, it expresses the notion that the speaker wants to do something but can't for some other reason. An excellent structure and...detailed write-up in the PDF. Really, if you pick up a PDF, today is the one to pick up because this is a structure that you can use and really impress your teachers and friends because it's pretty advanced stuff.
今日もっとやりたいんだけどな。 We have to go.
today I want to do more, but we're out of time. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
おかえりなさいませ、ご主人様。
ああ、ダリー。このユニフォーム暑いし。
おかえりなさいませ、ご主人様だって。だるいな。仕事終わってセールに行きたいんだけどな。
今日も来てくれたの？
ミキ、とっても嬉しい。